All right, yeah, that tune was called By His Deeds, all right, and that was from VC. Okay, and right about now, hey, we got a request coming up in a minute, but first of all, I just wanted to remind the massive if we are in our telethon edition of Dubstyle and Beyond / Yod Vibes Radio. All right, then before we get into the next tune, all right, as a matter of fact, let me just let VC play back again in the background. All right, before we get into the next tune, all right, now Aja and I, we got into this conversation about the music and how it's evolved over the years with the dubstyle. And we're going from hardcore dancehall to a conscious reggae show. And it's sort of been a work in progress over the years, but just to add a little background to it though. A few months ago, back in October, and like I said, it's been a work in progress because I've been mixing in a lot more spiritual tunes and more positive music in the show. But I was still playing the slackness, sort of put it like late into the show and say, okay, I'll put a little slackness here. And all right, but I've kind of like phased that completely out of the show now. Now it's like the show doesn't really deal with slackness anymore. Still play a lot of good dance hall music, but it's just a lot more selective over what I play. There's a certain line I don't want to cross. Although I still do have a lot of fun with the music, so I haven't turned it into a boring show. It still is a very good show. Play a lot of nice hot dance hall music, but just a lot more selective with the show. But I say back since October, I've really started like really, really cleaning out the slackness in the show because I tell you, not sure about everybody out there, but I know I'm a person who believes in God. And I tell you, like last year, October, Saturday night, I was, I come to the radio station, but before I went to the station, I went to a chaperone my daughter at a school dance, middle school homecoming dance. And we came down to the radio station that night. She came with me. That night, I stayed away from the slackness because my daughter was down here. So I even tell the audience, tonight I'm not going to play certain tunes because my daughter's down here with me. All right. So those of you who listen to the show every week, you all probably remember that night. So I really cleaned it up that night. And then on our way home, my daughter fell asleep in the car. And I guess because it was a long night, I had the school dance and then the radio station right after that, I fell asleep at the wheel. And just as I fell asleep, my pager went off. All right, now I put my pager on vibrate that night because I was going to be in the dance. It was going to be loud. And if anybody needed to reach me, I wanted to be able to know that, something was coming in. I felt a buzz and I woke up, find myself about to run off the road. And so I assumed it's my wife paging me. So I was getting close to home. So I thank God for letting my pager go off at that time. And I said, I'll just talk to my wife when I get in the house. Got in the house. And I thanked her for the page and said, you know what, if you hadn't paged me, I'd fallen asleep at the wheel. I would have ran into a telephone pole or something. And she told me that she didn't page me. So I said, oh, come on, you got to be joking. She said, no, I didn't page you. So I said, well, if it wasn't you, who was it? I look at my pager. It was just gibberish, just a bunch of letters and numbers that didn't mean a thing. And something that wasn't done over telephone because where did the letters come from? And plus, I don't even have text messaging. And I got all these letters and numbers that didn't make any sense. And it came just as I was falling asleep, just as I fell asleep at the wheel. And so, like I said, I believe in God and I believe it was divine intervention. And from that point on, I said, you know what, I'm going to clean up this show and start putting things out that, touch people's mind, their hearts and their souls, And so at that point, I started phasing the slackness out. And you didn't notice it in 1 week. It sort of went out in phases until finally eradicated. All right. So, that's kind of my story about, why I've turned the show into a conscious show. And now, that's why I say a lot of the people who are listening now are new listeners who have just been joining the show since October. And, I want to thank those people for their listenership. And like I said, and I have longtime listeners who are still with the show. And I want to offer those people a very high standard of music. So like I said, it's a much more selective selection of dancehall now.
I remember that night.
Yeah.
I remembered when you walked in the house and asked me, did I page you? And I said, No. And but in the end, I said, God paged you.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I believe in divine intervention, you know, and that could, I mean, it was a page literally out of nowhere. So how else can you explain it, you know?
It was a page from above.
That's right. It came from above. That's right.
You know, God loves all his children, of course. And, you know, that's why it pays to be good. It pays to do good. It pays to treat people well. You know, it pays to treat people the way you want to be treated. It really does, because whatever we put out, that's exactly what we're going to get back. It doesn't matter, you know, like they said.
But talking to this mic, I hear some, like, clicking noise or something.
Okay. Like they say, you know, if you sow to the wind, you're going to reap a whirlwind. And, you know, who can handle a whirlwind, you know? You can't. So just do good all the time. It pays to do good. And in times of need, the Lord will be right there to lend a hand, you know, to his little children, because he knows we are weak and you know, and feeble. So without him, we are nothing. But with God, we are everything, triumphant, everything. And we are triumphant in everything as God, as long as God is put first, or, you know, is always in the mind somehow, some way. Just acknowledge him sometime throughout the day. Even though the days get busy, you know, God is always there watching over us. So you recognize him, and he will also recognize you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Empress Aja. So, you know, that's some background information on why the show is going conscious, you know. But like I said, still lots of good dancehall now, but, you know.
Yeah, because I like the gospel reggae. I like the gospel reggae.
Oh, I love the gospel reggae.
And it's nice to see our 13-year-old daughter, you know, enjoying it and knowing that it's conscious. And these artists are basically giving praises to God and acknowledging him. And, you know, it's nice to see, you know, the music touching her like that, where she can appreciate the lyrics. So I know a lot of children in Jamaica are also enjoying that. And it's nice to see you bringing that to Cleveland.
Yeah. You know, that's another thing, another reason why the show is going more conscious, because now, you know, I've got children at home who are, like, old enough now to appreciate the reggae music. And you know, and there I was playing stuff on the radio that I wouldn't even allow in my own home. And, you know, I didn't, you know, that didn't really go over well with me. I'm saying, why can't I play a show that my children can listen to? You know what I mean? So, you know, because they want to listen, you know, to what I'm playing. So, hey, you know, I want to put something out there positive. You know what I'm saying? All right. So anyway, C-Town Massive.
Okay, let's talk about some of the premiums that we have here at the radio station. Okay, we have CDs for $40, by the way, and $30 for the T-shirts with the WRUW logo on it, and also baseball cap or travel mug here at WRUW premium for your donation of $30. $40 also will give you a gray embroidered T-shirt. $50 will give you a black long sleeve embroidered T-shirt also. $75 will also give you a very popular black hooded sweatshirt with a zipper in the front. And that's very nice, very, very nice. Also, $100 will give you 30 minutes airtime and the Dubstyle or the Yad Vibes radio show. And hey, for $100, I'll give up my entire hour of the Yad Vibes, and you can come down and spin the reggae show with the Mighty Jarrach. You and the Mighty Jarrach in the studio for $100. Won't you please be kind and give us $100 towards the WRUW Radiothon? And you know, WRUW, we really enjoy your donations. That's why we are now broadcasting at 15,000 watts. And that's why we have some updated equipment in the studio. As far as the mini disc, the CD players, the turntables, and the computers in the studio. So we are truly, truly using your donations, very much using your donations to support the radio station here on WRUW. And we truly thank you for your donations.
Yeah, yes. All right. Now we're about to get back at some more music. So make sure, you know, that you call up and you give us a donation this year. You know, you might be at home thinking, well, the thon's almost over. They've made their money. They don't need my donation. All right, trust me, we still need your donation.
Yes,
all right,
we need
as much as we can, because, like I said, you know, we need a new mixing console here in the main air studio, Studio C. And we need a transmitter, a backup transmitter.
And we need a we also need a keyboard here in the station.
Yes,
I mean,
what am I thinking of? Turntable? No, I don't know. Oh, yeah, the mixing console. And we need turntables mainly for the production.
Oh, yes, turntables.
Yes, turntables.
Okay. All right. This studio.
Yes, all right. And so, like I said, yeah, give us a call, 216-368-2208, and make your pledge of support. All right, don't wait until next year. Yeah, we need you next year, too, but we need you right now, this year. 216-368-2208. All right? All right. Okay, so right about now, we got a request for Damian Marley, Junior Gong, all right, along with Capleton, Stephen Marley, and Dragon, all right, and this one has a dedication attached, all right, Empress.
Yes, this one is going out to Anne-Marie from your loving husband, Paul. Want to say big respect to you in every aspect, Anne-Marie, and much love.